Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Of the season, and I mean anywhere in the major leagues. Mookie Betts slaughters a grand slam. An incredible at bat, an amazing inning.
Hour number four, the final hour of Zoe and Bertrand. No Mark Bertrand today.
That's your story last night. That's it.
Mookie Betts?
Yes.
You think?
That's your fraud pitcher. Kiss his ass.
Yeah,
kiss that guy's ass. You want to kiss any ass last night.
I still can't believe that David Price got a standing ovation. But you think Mookie Betts, 13 pitch at bat? Even I could give that a little credit. That's a nice little
at-bat
there.
That's a great at-bat. That's your marquee at-bat of the year.
That's a nice little at-bat. Took
that's
him
a big one.
Took him over the wall, 13 pitches.
Oh, what was the score prior to that at-bat?
The time was
2-1?
Yeah, 2-1 is right. 2-1.
See the smile by the guy that everybody gave the standing ovation for?
Yeah, Price. He's like, yeah. Oh, thank God. Somebody bailed me out.
Oh, thank God.
Somebody
bailed me out.
Oh,
thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. They're not
thank
gonna,
you, sir. May I have another?
Oh, they're not going to rip me all day on the radio tomorrow.
Oh, that's
that,
so great.
That I don't listen to.
Listen to Jim Murray guy.
Oh, thank you. Phew.
Yeah.
So you think Betts is the story last night?
Sure.
So here's what I think the story is with Mookie Betts, because we've discussed this before. And by the way, it is the final day in this studio.
It is.
Felger and Maz are taking over at the top of the hour. What you're supposed to do, Zoe, is you're supposed to leave the gifts for Felger and Maz. You're supposed to do that at the end.
I'll leave some stuff for them. This is my final one here.
I think you're about an hour off.
If I were them, I'd come down and wipe down a little earlier.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
You ever see Step Brothers?
Yes.
You touch my drum set?
Yeah. I've seen...
touch my keyboard.
These mic flags are... These windscreens have seen some things. Again, how much dead skin from Zoe's feet are in these things?
Take a couple chairs. Get some stock paper.
It's just 9 years of recycled air of Zoe in this studio is what this is.
Oh, that's some interesting co-host.
Final day in the studio.
We're lucky we're all not ill.
As I say, right. Zoe may or may not be leaving gifts for the guys coming up at 2. But the story with Mookie Betts, I think, is a larger discussion we've had before about Mike Trout nationally. Like, oh, why is Mike Trout not a bigger star? The answer is obvious. It's not even a debate worth having because no one cares about baseball. But baseball is a regional sport.
Yeah.
Mookie Betts regionally. Why isn't Mookie Betts a top five athlete in terms of popularity in this city? Zoe, you, I, Sean Silver, we went through earlier.
Sure.
We agreed that Brady and Gronk were the top two.
One and two.
We also all had Edelman and Bergeron on our list in our top five.
I got Bergeron 3. Argue Edelman in at 4.
I had Edelman 3. I had Bergeron 5. I actually had Kyrie at 4. You and Sean both didn't like Kyrie, so fine. Let's cross Kyrie off the
list. I actually had Kyrie
list.
At 4. Here's the original list. You could see it. And Sean actually talked the Silver Fox talked me out.
Oh, he talked
Kyrie.
You out of it. Because yeah. you had Marchand.
Kyrie's there.
You had Marchand on
Marchand
yours.
Marchand and Edelman, arguably, who could be number 5.
You had Marchand in there?
I look at Edelman and Marchand as the same, sort of.
Okay.
So yeah, nice ancillary piece, but Bergeron's the leader. He's
so,
the core.
So add Marchand into the mix with Irving. You know, we're not quite sure they're there, but we all agree. We all agree with Bergeron, Edelman,
Jason
Gronk,
Tatum
Brady.
In.
You and Sean both had Tatum. I really didn't even think about Tatum.
Loving Tatum. And this place is going to continue to take that Tatum
seven.
As it goes along.
I mean, he's Mookie's a top 10 guy, but it's the bottom of the 10.
Okay, and at best...
He's not knocking on 5.
And at best...
You said he's knocking on 5 earlier.
At best, he's 5. Like, at best... He's behind. We all agree he's behind Gronk and Brady and Edelman and Bergeron. And then we're making a case for all these other, at best, these 5.
Kyrie's been here for less than 1 year, and you could argue he's more popular than him.
Yeah, I don't think
Come
he's
on.
In the top. I don't think he's in the top 5.
No, he's not. I mean, it has to do with the sport.
So why is that?
Okay, lack
so
you of just, personality.
You just said it. That's what you think it's those two things? Because I think it's more about the first thing than the second.
I do, but we also played a game. We did a sound clip, about a 20-second clip of random Red Sox sound from players post-game. Just in the last week. And can you identify the player's voice? I mean, Jackie Bradley Jr., he's got that nice light talk like that.
Yep.
So, yeah, we knew that one.
We both got
but
Bradley.
We got stumped up on the other ones. Like, I couldn't tell you what Mookie sounds like.
Well, we did. We both got bets.
But I knew what Manny sounded like. I knew what Ortiz sounded like. I knew what Johnny Damon sounded like. You brought up Mark Bellhorn. You knew what Mark freaking Bellhorn sounded like.
So this is my point with Bellhorn. And, again, now you're going back to 03, 04. But, like, if imagine Mookie Betts was doing what he were doing in 03, 04, or 2001, or whatever Manny's first year was.
He'd be a superstar.
Or 2009. Like, you knew what all these guys were doing. You knew what they ate for dinner last night. You knew what bar they went to. Honestly, ask yourself honestly, what do you know about Mookie Betts?
See, and
like most people, Maz does the trivia every Tuesday night,
right,
on Baseball Reporters.
That sounds like fun.
He's asked the question multiple times.
What do you want in that?
People don't even know Mookie Betts' first name. People don't even know his name.
What is it, Martin?
It's Marcus.
Marcus. That's
Marcus,
right.
Lynn. And I didn't know that until I heard it multiple times on trivia. You don't like the trivia there on Baseball Reporters?
I usually tune out on the trivia.
You're out on the trivia?
Yeah, I'm not into the trivia.
I come in early for the trivia.
You do?
I enjoy the trivia.
Nice.
I like the trivia.
Well, see, you're a stat nerd.
I found on the interwebs here, 10 things you may not know about Mookie Betts.
Oh, good. Well, number one is bowling. It's got to be bowling. Bowling has to be on there.
Number one had to do with he batted over 500 in high school. Number two, he averaged 14 points, 9 assists, 4 rebounds, and 3 steals playing hoops.
I would say he would average more. I would expect him to average more.
Yeah,
in high
what
school.
Was it, 14 a game?
14 a game.
I averaged 21.
9 assists, 4 rebounds.
You averaged
rebounds,
21 a game in high school?
Yeah. Wow.
Oh.
Wow. What positions, though? You power forward?
Forward. Yeah.
But think, Mookie was probably a point guard, maybe in the Rondo vein, right?
Maybe.
Bowling. He had a baseball scholarship at Tennessee, but he never played.
Okay.
His uncle is Terry Shumpert, former Kansas City Royal.
Oh, Terry Shumpert!
Yeah, former Tampa Bay Ray.
See, but when you start going to relatives and people that know him, this is where you're running out of things to talk about with the actual person.
Even the people making the list
here we go.
How do I get 10?
His mother chose the initials, Marcus Lynn Betts, because she wanted his initials to be MLB.
Oh.
MLB, Major League Baseball.
Bit of an oracle.
All right. So mom predicted it.
Mookie's mother, yes.
And he's been together with his fiance. This was written in 2016, since middle school.
No. Aww. Love story.
So
see,
like
Taylor Swift
would
say. Love story.
Yeah. So why don't we
maybe just say yes.
Why don't we know all that stuff?
Say yes.
Why don't we know all that stuff about Mookie Betts? Why is he not more popular? Why don't we know that?
I don't think we want to know it. Billy Laney brought up the point earlier when he came in. It's flight risk. Beetle talked about this. Beetle, and again, I don't know if this was John Heyman when he was on FanRag at the time, or was it Darren Revelle? A little snippet that Beetle found on potentially the next big signing in baseball as far as who could be your first, $500 million player. And it would be Mookie Betts. This was last year. So to forecast what the Red Sox would have to pay, and I saw this going back and forth on Twitter, pay the guy now, what would it cost? $150 million? Someone else chirped in $250 million.
Yeah, I was going to say more than $150 million.
And everybody's like, that ain't enough. I think it's the Ellsbury. I think it's the sport, the individualistic part of the sport where these guys chase the money.
Why is
David Price here?
Because he chased the money here.
Chased the money.
And he's miserable, and apparently he's
going to
stay
here. J.D. Martinez is having a career year, and he's still bitching about, I'm not going to All-Star game. You guys want all these superstars there, right? You guys didn't pay me in the offseason.
So
I was supposed to get $250 million. I didn't get that.
Right, and he's still upset about it.
We were talking about the 225 to 230 that they were going to potentially pay Martinez. Everybody was like, out. Mm-hmm. Don't do that.
Right.
No, but what? He could get out in 2 years and go make a lot more money.
He can opt out after next year, correct.
Yeah.
So on Mookie Betts, I find that interesting. Lanny popped his head in and said that, and I found that to be an interesting
flight
answer.
Risk.
Like, are fans not fully embracing him because they're not convinced he's going to stay here long term? Maybe that's part of it. Maybe some of it is...
Damon went. He got the money. Ellsbury, flight risk.
But fans...
You knew it.
But fans embraced Damon. They never really did with Ellsbury.
Well, I think that was the break point.
Unless
you got pissed after that. Like, we're not doing this again.
Unless it was a pink jersey.
Right.
There was not a lot of embracing Ellsbury. I think, and maybe this is the boring, obvious answer, I think it's almost 100% to do with the sport. I mean, that's what I think it is. If this were 10 years ago, Mookie Betts is that much more popular in this city because baseball is more popular. Now baseball is not as popular. So the Celtics and Bruins, their players are more popular. The Patriots are much more popular. So their players are at the top of the list. Why isn't Mookie Betts a top 5 athlete in this city? And I think that's the answer that I keep coming back to. Baseball has lost market share.
And your other three sports are pretty high-end. You got some pretty high-end guys there. You got two Hall of Famers in Brady and Gronkowski that you already got on the list. And then you're arguing guys like Kyrie, Edelman, Bergeron's up there. His number's going into rafters when he's done here.
Yeah, well, most of the guys
Marshawn
on that list
had a career year.
Most of the guys on that list have won something. So maybe that's part of it with Betts, too.
There you go.
Maybe that's part of it.
You know what it is, too? You don't trust this team yet when it gets to the postseason. Well, maybe that's part of that bigger discussion.
I definitely don't.
We're on the clock hour. We're focused.
We're right around it. We're right around it. 617-779-0985. Let's add Mookie Betts. Shouldn't he be more popular? Shouldn't he at least be a top five athlete in this city? 10 years ago, he's top two. It's him and Brady 10 years ago. Now he's barely in the top five. Is he even in the top five? We can add that to the David Price discussion. We've gotten into the Bruins. They peaked. Even a little bit on the Celtics as well. Isaiah Thomas. And no Brinks truck being backed up. Just regular old ATM transactions for Isaiah Thomas after a minimum veterans-level deal in Denver. 617-779-0985. We'll continue with all your feedback next.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Again, a good team win. You know, just to go out there and, you know, to make pitches there in that seventh inning, that was better than my previous two.
Well, there you go. It's David Price. That guy got a standing ovation last night for a quality start against a fourth-place team in July. It's a pretty low bar over at Fenway.
I know you classify it as a pretty low bar. Maybe it's an indictment on the fan base and what the hell has happened to the toughness of the Red Sox fan.
Yes, that's what I do.
I look at them as being a smart fan base and say, you know what, this guy's got no spine. We got to help him build one. It's like a pity clap.
Yeah, but then that's also soft because they've done that with him, Zoe. You've been doing that with him for 2.5 years, and you have to know by now that doesn't work.
See, even the
that doesn't work.
Well, I mean, you're at breakpoint here. Team's doing great. You need this guy, and you're gonna have to do this for the rest of the regular season.
Okay, but
and
you're
that's
not,
part of like the lack of the draw.
You realize you're not gonna get him,
right?
Right? Like
he's not the same guy.
Yeah, but you say you need him. I agree. They in theory need him, but you're not gonna get him. Like if you realistically think they're gonna get him, I don't know what to tell you. You haven't been watching for two and a half years.
He needs a role reversal. Like get him coming out of the damn bullpen because he seemed like a different guy. He had a different attack, a different intensity to it.
So, I can't remember who brought this up to me, but do you think he would? You think he would do well out of the bullpen again?
I think
like
he would.
Now that he's expected to do well out of the bullpen.
The mentality of that first inning, oh, start. Oh, no, I gave up a two-run shot. What do I do? How do I come back from this? And he came back okay after that.
No,
he settled down.
He pitched. Hey, he's the best $31 million a year seventh inning guy I've ever seen. That's true. I would say that now that there's heightened expectations and because he did so well in the bullpen last year, I wonder if he'd crumble under even those expectations.
I don't know.
But he's been good out of he was good out of the bullpen as a rookie. I mean, he came in and beat the Red Sox in the playoffs there. That's his only playoff success ever, and it came shockingly out of the bullpen, not as a starter. And then he pitched well last year in the bullpen. So maybe he pitched well out of the bullpen, but then what's your starter? Well, what's your rotation?
That's your problem. Here we are again.
The thing is, you have...
I mean, you know it's Sell.
Right,
it's Porcello.
You don't even fully trust Sale, right? Like, I want to believe in Chris. Do you in the postseason?
I think this year... I'm hoping this year's different because, he pitched a couple days ago. You get him some rest.
You manage him.
I'm pitching inning in the All-Star game. I won't even let him pitch. Rest him more and then start him at the back end of that week and have some left in the tank at the end of the year. So that was the problem last year.
One thing I do like is that about Cora is that it seems like they've managed
awareness there.
They've managed Sale much better.
Yeah.
But Chicago managed him 2 years ago when he still broke down in the second half.
Yeah.
So like I'm not sure I fully trust Chris Sale when it comes to the playoffs, but I gave him a better chance than Porcel Blow or Rodriguez or Price or whomever. Like I definitely don't trust any of those
Rodriguez's
guys.
Numbers are good, but when has he gone through seven?
Yeah, I don't trust him at all.
I mean, in the eighth inning is a freaking disaster.
Yeah, if we're going to get on Price for melting down against the Yankees, Rodriguez did the same thing that Friday night to start the series. So, yeah, I don't trust Eduardo Rodriguez either. I don't trust anybody in that rotation in the playoffs. I want to trust Sale, but I don't yet. I'd like to see him do it once before I trust him.
Yeah, but I mean, even Dennis Eckersley, he had a nice outing there. Nice outing. Nice outings don't get you standing ovations.
Well, they do at the low bar at Fenway
Park.
Yeah,
now.
I mean, apparently it does. Apparently it does. 617-779-0985. How's about Gene in Stoughton?
Hi, Gene.
Gene, if you were there last night, you would have given Price an ovation. Gene.
Fall asleep.
Gene says he or she is it a male Gene or a female Gene?
Intern, speak.
Male. He said male. I read those lips.
Like Mean Gene.
Mean Gene. He claims he would have given an ovation if he were there last night. I was begging for people to call on the way home from Fenway Park to say if they would have given him an ovation. All I got was people mocking it.
We'll get you an ovation, a no-hitter through 6 2/3, and you end up giving a single, and then they end up taking you out of the seventh. They get your ass,
If Price actually...
That's two home runs he gave up again.
If Price actually deserved an ovation, he put the team behind the eight ball before he could even sit down and have a beer. Two-run homer in the first inning.
Mookie Betts was the story, and he saved your ass.
He didn't even get out of the seventh inning because his manager didn't trust him. He gave up a home run earlier
Did you see the manager? He ran out of the bullpen. I mean, he ran out of the dugout.
Yeah, he's like, oh, better get him out of the game.
It wasn't a walk.
We better get him out of the game.
Cora sprinted out of the dugout.
Oh, he did. So that's what gets you a standing ovation now. That's good to know. That's what Red Sox fans have become. Mayo is in Boston. What do you got, Mayo?
Price actually deserved an ovation. He put the team behind the eight ball.
We're on a tough run. Hey, Mayo.
He saved your ass. He didn't even get out of the seventh inning because his manager didn't trust him. He gave up a home run.
Good take. Strong take. Just listening back to it. It's a stronger take than I even
it
realized.
It
sounded better.
Sometimes it just flows.
You had a good take in there, too, I thought. It was good to hear that back.
Of course
back.
I did.
The hell. Ugh. Tori is on the Mass Pike. Tori?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Thank you, Tori.
Two things. You're talking about Price and Betts.
Uh-huh.
My theory on Price and the standing ovation, I think that Zoe hit it. Like, you know, the fans are just trying to get him on board, get him, pump him up a little bit. We all want to see him succeed.
Yeah, but Tori, why do fans keep doing that when it hasn't worked? Like, at some point, you have to realize that doesn't work with him. Fans have been pumping him up for 2.5 years, and every time he gets built up, he lets you down.
You got to believe. Got to keep believing.
Okay, that's a little different.
Thanks, Eddie.
After an 80-year drought, I understand the belief there. It hasn't been a long enough drought since the last World Series to give me the I believe crap.
We got this. I mean, you know. We got to have this guy succeed. We can't just give up on him, you know? We got to keep trying.
No, I just disagree with that.
Screw the prick.
I give up. I've given up.
I'm done with him.
Yeah, I'm out.
I root against him.
Yeah, same. Why?
Well, big deal. It would have been only 68 wins.
Oh, you need him. You need him to get there.
Please. Team's good enough.
Yeah, no, it's real hard to find a guy with a 4.42 ERA. Though he did lower his ERA last night, Zoe.
0.02, it got lowered.
His ERA, so in my face.
What a battle.
Boy, is my face red. Boy, do I have egg all over my face. He did lower his ERA last night against the Blue Jays from 4.44 to 4.42. So congrats. That is progress. That's hashtag progress. So shame on me. In my face. 617-779-0985. You know what comparison I've gotten so tired of hearing, Zoe?
What?
Well, you know, the fans hated John Lackey, and John Lackey broke through, and he won a World Series. Don't you remember that, Jones, huh? Don't you remember that John Lackey? Everyone hated him. You hated him. And he ended up winning a World Series. He ended up being worth that contract. So, yeah, what if David Price is John Lackey? To which I say, he might be. I mean, I guess crazier things have happened. But you understand that John Lackey didn't go a decade into his career before he won a playoff game. John Lackey won a Game 7 as a rookie. A Game 7 in the World Series as a rookie. He won a championship as a rookie.
Yeah.
John Lackey had some balls. I didn't like him. I still don't like him. I even begrudgingly to this day would acknowledge that John Lackey was worth the contract.
You know what they call that sports? It's called dropping your nuts. That. And John Lackey dropped his nuts and came back.
Is that what they call it?
He pitched with basically a tiny tendon holding that arm together. Mm-hmm. So I think he got to 17 wins that year. Or 14 wins. 14
what
wins.
What year are we talking? In 2013?
Where you get all bitchy at Heidi Watney in a clubhouse. Remember, she asked him a question.
Oh, like when,
got
he,
all
when,
snippety with it.
When he sucked. That was 2012.
But he still found a way. We didn't know how bad the guy was hurting. He ended up getting fixed, came back, got in shape, and pitched his ass off and earned the respect of people around here.
You're
trying to generate respect for David Price.
I don't respect him. I acknowledge that John Lackey was worth the contract. I certainly don't respect him.
Oh, that's your take.
I don't like him. What?
That's your take.
Yeah, no, I'm saying.
Like Lifshitz said, you underrate your kid.
That's
your
true.
Kid.
I do. That is true.
Kid would take three steps. Like, well, I don't know. It's not a big step.
Kind of thought he'd be taking 5 or 6 by now.
Yeah.
John Lackey
been rolled over by now.
John Lackey won 12 games with a 6.41 ERA that year, I believe. That was 2011. Then he missed all of 2012. Then he came back, and they won the World Series in 2013. There you go. 617-779-0985. Let's continue with let's try Gene again. Gene is back on the line in Stoneham. You would have given David Price a standing O, Gene?
Yes. Sorry about that, guys. I had you on mute earlier.
Uh-huh.
But yes, and not from the context that you're thinking, though.
Okay.
My appreciation would have been from the standpoint of, thank you, David, for not completely gagging for a third straight game. That a boy. For not bringing the momentum that the team has built without you to a complete halt again.
So
well done.
So you know what, Gene? So it's a mocking tone, though. You see what he's doing there? So we had a caller mention last night. There, the standing ovation wasn't for Price. It was for Alex Cora taking Price out of the game before he could do more damage.
Yeah, Cora,
get him out there. Yeah. Way to be. If you would have left him in there, he would have blown the game.
Give me Dennis Eckersley again.
Nice job,
tell
Cora.
Me how good Price's outing
hey,
was.
Hey, yeah, Joey Cora's brother doing the right thing.
Yeah.
When
you evaluate pitching, I'll defer to the resident Hall of Fame pitcher, the guy that's actually in the Cooperstown.
Oh, yeah?
To evaluate that actually pitched in a city to tell me how the guy getting taken off the mound pitched that night.
Hmm.
I'll go by what Dennis Eckersley said.
Did he seem impressed?
That was a nice outing for him what he's been through the last couple of starts.
After what he's been through, yeah.
It's been hell, but you know what? That's a nice outing.
Yeah, it's a nice outing on a scale. That's what he said. He's like, that's a nice outing, especially when you factor in what he's been through. Because really, most of the time, 6 2/3 with 3 earned runs doesn't get you a standing ovation.
He'll get a nice round of applause for David Price.
Nice round of applause.
Yeah.
He had to get that David Price as he's biting his lip and rolling his eyes.
Yeah, but Eck, unlike Price, is a professional, so he's still able to do his job. Again, unlike David Price. 617-779-0985. It's a Friday, so we got fake promos coming up at
the end of the hour,
right?
I'm out of here in a half hour.
Some fake promos at the end of the hour. We'll wrap it up with your phone calls right after the headlines from Sean Silver.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Meanwhile, this Wimbledon match is still going. We're 17 games into the fifth set. John Isner with a 14-13 lead on Kevin Anderson. Novak Djokovic and Rafael Nadal will get going, well, sometime when this one is over, I assume. The Red Sox, 10-game winning streak for them. They beat the Blue Jays last night 6-4. They will send Rick Porcello to the hill. He'll be opposed by left-hander Ryan Borucki, who allowed one run to the Yankees over 7 innings in a start last week. He's pitched just 20 major league innings. Porcello going for his 12th win of the season. First pitch 7-10. Andrew Benintendi set to the bereavement list for the Sox. Sam Travis called up from Pawtucket. NBA, Isaiah Thomas, 1 year, $2 million contract from the Nuggets. The Nuggets in turn trading veteran big men Kenneth Faried and Darrell Arthur to the Brooklyn Nets. And Brooklyn made a move, sending Jeremy Lin to the Atlanta Hawks. Also, the New England Revolution will be back in action tomorrow. They'll take on the LA Galaxy at Gillette, 7:30. You can hear it right here on the Sports Hub. The Revs have posted points in their last 7 matches. I don't know what happened to my script. I'm Sean Silver at Boston Over Sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 30 minutes.
What's going on?
Zolak and Bertrand continues.
Hey!
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
.137 here on the Sports Hub. No Mark Bertrand today. Adam Jones in for Beadle. Scott Zolak is here.
617-779.
What?
I just love the formatics. Radio formatics.
0985. Yes.
You ever notice that Johnson comes back, always gives the number? Then the text line, 69985.
Johnson does?
You text the show at 699. Do we have a text machine still?
I don't think
I don't. Can't do that anymore.
I don't think so. They really crippled the night program.
What do those crazy kids do?
We probably leaned on text a little more than the other shows.
Yeah.
Say it again.
The crazy kids. Johnson and Flynn. I think they watch like MTV videos.
Yeah, they put on MTV Classic.
They do.
They'll watch
Karate Kid.
Yeah, they'll have like a nice like 80s flick and then like some VH1 Classic on in there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Is that nice?
Is that Bob Baffert at Wimbledon?
Is that sarcasm?
Is that Bob Baffert?
It's Bjorn Borg.
What, the white-haired kid?
Yeah. That's Borg.
Oh. I don't watch tennis. I wouldn't know. I could tell you what Billie Jean King looked like. Well, I actually could, but...
No, you could,
That's
though.
For another show.
You could. You definitely could with Billie Jean King. Yeah, it's Bjorn Borg. 617-779-0985. Radio formatics for you there.
Oh, the horse trainer.
We're going to get, you have all that horse expertise from your recruiting trip to Louisville.
Yeah, Horse and Hound. Big fan of it. Yeah, big fan of that magazine.
You're very well versed. We got fake promos coming up at the end of the hour. It's your final time here in studio, Zoe. So again, I don't know what day here. I don't know what doozy you're going to be leaving for Felger and Mazda too, but I'd be a little hesitant to walk in here if I were there.
I wouldn't go in there if I were there anytime soon.
I don't that bathroom. I don't even go in that bathroom. Too,
yeah,
many, too many people. Too many people know about that. That's a high traffic area. Who goes?
Full of Howie Sylvester.
Who,
go, day in there?
Who goes in that thing? Who walks in there?
When Chip and Howie. That I think it's the size of the person. Where it's just the bigger the person, it's not that bad a smell. The little the guy.
Oh, like, yeah, find another
deceptive.
Bathroom. To find another bathroom, it's bigger steps. There's a lot of little steps all the way down
right.
to those other bathrooms.
You
don't
want to do that. Yeah. To get to the other
place. You got
a
kind of quick walk to this one right here. That makes sense. That's too high traffic of a bathroom. I don't even
know. Oh, yeah.
Who goes in that thing? Well, you apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to walk all the way around the building.
617-779-0985. Again, fake promos coming up for you. Meantime, let's get to some phone calls. I am intrigued by this phone call from CJ in Salem. It says he's got some information for you, so go ahead, yeah. CJ.
Oh wow! You put me on after the poop, the whole poop stuff.
Yes, correct. Yeah, you're. It's a big.
Oh, what's up?
It's a big lead-in.
So I've been listening to you guys for the longest time. So
thank you.
Huge fan.
Thank you.
And I always thought you'd be a cool guy to hang out with. So I asked Siri. Go, hey Siri, how old is Scott Zolak? He goes, Scott Zolak is 50 years old, and your bio pops up.
Yep.
Number 14, Miami Dolphins quarterback.
Correct.
Nothing about the Patriots.
Interesting. Well, Siri doesn't know what she's talking about, but I did wear 14 with the Dolphins. Yeah,
come on, Zoe. Come on, you're a Patriots guy, man.
Yeah, I go Pats. Yep, do the radio call for him. That's me.
We got to troubleshoot that a little bit.
Oh, Siri, what do they know? Stupid
Maybe
computers.
You think Siri just defaults to your most recent team? Do you think that's what it is?
It's probably the most current. Yeah.
Huh.
Most current. Yeah. I see that? I didn't go anywhere after that. After Miami, I was done.
Yeah. You get the age right?
Yes.
Age is right.
Yeah, turned 50 this year.
Well, happy birthday.
Had a good party.
Did you?
Did a Foxwoods. Bam, big suite. Awesome.
Really?
Closed down shrine. Yeah, you should have been there for that one, Jones. You're better than that wedding you were at last weekend.
Probably. 617-779-0985. How's about Sam in the car? What's up, Sam?
Sammy!
Hey, guys. What's up, Zoe?
What's up?
All right, so I want to call about David Price because, Jones, you mentioned a standing ovation for Alex Cora. And not David Price, right?
Yes.
Yeah, well, so I said a caller brought that up to us last night. And I found that to be an amusing take, yes.
So I also find that amusing, considering the fact that I was at the loss for the Rangers, but not the win for the Sox 2 games ago.
Oh, yes. Yeah, because the Red Sox did not win the other night. The Rangers lost, correct. Yeah.
Maz agrees with that also.
Yeah.
So I was sitting at the left field line, and poor Joey Gallo for the Rangers was just on his phone in the mid-first, and then Sox fans just started throwing popcorn, swearing at him. And so, like, I understand, like, if they gave Alex Cora a standing ovation just to get David Price out of the game for sort of kind of the same reason, because he was about to give it up. What do you think?
You know what? Did they give Cora the standing ovation and not Price?
No, I think they gave Price the ovation.
I'm trying to get him off the hook here.
I like the cynical idea of being
too.
Like, yes, Alex, get him out of the game. He was about to blow it. Oh, like, my God, thank you.
He didn't walk. He didn't do the slow point.
Yeah.
You know, tap this arm. Give me the lefty. Give me the righty.
Yeah.
He was head down. I'm sprinting out to get his ass out. I can't get him out of here quick enough.
Getting right out there.
Yeah.
How's about Brendan in Quincy? Go ahead, Brendan.
What up, B?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Oh, great.
Doing all right. So, yeah, I was listening to the Mookie debate of all the past 4 hours.
Sure.
You kind of keep bringing it back up. And I've enjoyed that little, like, hey, Boston popularity local guy. Reason Mookie hasn't really reached their top five, or I guess near the top five, some people are saying, is as a Red Sox guy, obviously we've been spoiled. Mookie hasn't won anything.
When
Ortiz came in 2003, obviously they lost to the Yankees in heartbreak fashion, but then broke the curse in 2004. Hmm. But Joya walked on the scene and got the Rookie of the Year, then MVP right after.
Yep. He won.
So then what if Mookie's had some good seasons, some all-star caliber seasons? Who else has all-star caliber seasons? It's Jackie Bradley and Brock Holt.
Well, so, it's
going to be interesting.
I mean, Mookie Betts was the MVP runner-up. So
who's the only guy to hit last year in the playoffs? It was Hanley.
Yeah, Hanley.
Hanley was the only one that had good average in the playoffs. Everybody else went in the tank.
He brought up Pedroia.
I know you and I are a little leader.
I was going to say, my judgment is clouded on. Oh, right, I forgot. Are you blocked?
Yeah.
Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so maybe your judgment is clouded as well.
I was told it's not. He doesn't control it, though.
Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah. Dan Shaughnessy actually asked him. He goes, I don't even control that.
Shaughnessy asked him?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because Dan's, like, starting to get to the bottom. It's like, hey, why'd you block this guy? Hey, Dan Price, have you heard that guy on the Sports Hub? He's doing this great imitation of
you. No. Hear about Dave Price? Hey, Petey. Hey, Petey. Why are you blocking my man Zoe? Huh?
Yeah.
That's what he would ask it. Yeah.
What's that about? I'm doing some sleuthing over here. I'm asking the tough questions. I'm Dan Johnson.
It is a tough question. It's a good question.
So let's bring in Silver on this then, since you and I are so clearly biased. Mm-hmm. Did we miss the boat on Pedroia? Like, is Pedroia another star who's bigger in this city than Mookie Betts?
He was, but he hasn't played too much over the last few years, so that'll kind of temper expectations or enthusiasm, I guess.
I think Pedroia. Was is the correct answer. I think most fans have turned on him, quite frankly,
year. He was easily a top – he was top three in the city a few years ago.
Hardy brought up a good point the other day. He's not – he's a hardo.
Oh, yeah. Pedroia?
Not a hard ass.
No, he's a hardo. Yeah.
I feel like if you go back about a decade, you had Ortiz, obviously, was one of the biggest magnitude, but he was bigger than anybody on the Bruins.
Ortiz and Brady, that's the only argument you could have. Like, you take everybody else off this list. Yep. If Ortiz was here, we would just pose the question, who's bigger, Ortiz or Brady?
Bigger than anybody on the Bruins. Maybe Paul Pierce or Garnett, but Pedroia might have been number three in the city at that time.
Hmm. Yeah, he's not. I don't think he's bigger than Betts anymore. He was.
Right.
How about Derek? He's sitting in some traffic. Go ahead, Derek.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Where's traffic?
It's actually lightened up a bit, and now I'm almost stuck towards Route 3 going to Hanover from Brendan Newton. So, but I just want to talk about last night. It's pretty funny. Obviously, you know, well, not funny. Betts' reaction when he hit that home run. Multiple reactions before he rounds first base. And then the best part of Nesson is they show Price's awkward smile in the dugout. It's like, what is going through this idiot's head? It's like, how am I going to screw this up more? The fact that my team has now carried me the last two games and pretty much all this year.
Right.
I mean, it's just something like that. He looks so stupid.
Good point.
Smiling.
Good point. Zoe, was it not relief? Like, oh yeah, I got bailed out.
Was like the cat that ate the canary. Like, can you tell I have the bird in my mouth?
Was it not relief that he got bailed out? But was he like, oh crap, now I can't blame the offense if I lose this.
Correct.
Thing. Yeah. Oh no, the pressure's back on. Now I got to go out there and keep a lead. Crap. 617-779-0985. That's your phone number. You want to jump in line for Felger and Maserati? They come your way at the top of the hour. We'll wrap things up with some fake promos coming up next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. That's sweet.
All right, time for today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life, the official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. All right. So this does it for Brighton, for us, as a show.
That's it.
The 10-2 show.
You're not coming in tomorrow? You're not doing a Saturday
show?
Hell
no.
No. No, no.
Nope.
Have you been to the new place yet?
I've not.
You're going in blind.
I can't wait to see this guy, David, sitting at the front desk. I'm waiting to see him. Anxious.
Yeah?
Ready for that. I'm ready for Mr. Frosty. I got all the Mr. Frosty emails. Wait to see Wiggy.
I just
saw Wiggy last night at the Patriots radio kickoff event.
I just want to feel in the loop on these emails. That's what I have no idea what's going on in that building with all the emails.
Management's a little concerned with the amount of time Jermaine's going to be distracted by us being over there.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah. I think the mandate's been set.
Well, I feel like we weren't very distracted today, Zoe, for a getaway day. We were right on the beam, right on the beam all day long. But we do have some fake promos, as I understand. A few fake promos to get to here on a Friday. Let's get to them.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Kansas City, 39 games under 500. I want to stop here and insert this.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Some low-hanging fruit
there. That wasn't one of our best ones, though.
No? That's a good start, though. All right, what else we got?
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
She'll take a hold on you, believe it. She's a wanted gent to dream of. Oh, dream of keeping hold of. Hey, you better forget it.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now what?
Phil Collins, highly underrated.
That's what that is?
Yeah.
Phil Collins.
I think he's making a comeback.
Yeah?
Not that he went anywhere, but, you know what I mean? That's stuff that you could start replaying again.
They're not going to bring back Genesis. Just Phil Collins. Just Phil Collins.
Yeah, easy lover.
Got it.
Good jam.
Got it. All right.
Good Friday jam.
Well, it's a nice Friday jam. What else we got?
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Thrown in the face of your teammates. I'm going to give you one, you give me one. And he knew it and he felt it, and he let everybody feel it.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
My goodness.
Man.
What a missed segment. Save that for the Safe Harbor at night. What a segment. What was that on?
I have no clue. That's a long week.
It's a long week.
He's trying to get the two, Jones.
Okay. Got a few. We're inching our way there. Mm. We got a few more. What else do we got there, Tom?
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
How about this? There's a great white in Boston Harbor now?
Well,
or close by?
I mean, it's salt water, right? It is, right?
Yeah.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's mostly salt water.
See that that Dink Scommel tagged like three more this week? Gets all excited, takes pictures of himself tagging sharks.
Who is this?
That's Greg Scommel guy.
Like a shark hunter?
No, shark expert.
Oh, really?
Yeah, babies the shark. Treats them with love and mercy, you know, instead of just eliminating them. Like eliminate the seals, you eliminate the sharks. It's that simple.
Like a
kill the seals, the sharks will not come.
He's like a Steve Irwin type.
Yeah, but not as adventurous. He studies and loves the sharks.
Not as adventurous, yes.
And he's Kurt Schilling of shark experts. He hasn't seen a red light he hasn't liked. And is that camera on? Hi, guys.
As was pointed out, Steve Irwin no longer with us. Yes, that's true as well. Yes, yeah,
he's maybe Scommel should go swim with him then.
This guy's still with us. Next.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proud?
I'm like nervous. I can't
do it. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I do remember that. That was from our Bruins renditions to auditions to replace Rene Rancourt.
See, I like that. Who was the first? Was the first
Beetle.
One Hardy?
Hardy was very good.
Sounded Hardy like was the first choir. One. Like Hardy sounded like a professional.
Hardy does a lot of these bits, if you haven't known, you know, around here, and he's very good with singing.
Very skilled.
He has maybe his best Fuppets coming out. Is that today?
Oh, it's a good.
Hardy has his best Fuppets coming up.
A strong Fuppet coming your way.
A very strong one. I've seen it.
During Felger and Matt.
It's phenomenal.
All right, in the meantime, we got some more fake promos.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Had to be fun, though. Nice hot day like that down there. Just get squirted. Squirt me in the face. Never mind. God dang it.
Thank you.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So that one I heard live. I heard that one real time when that happened, and I was like,
that was
Mark,
Nantucket water fight.
Yeah, mark that one down.
Right.
Oh, is that? Yes, right.
Felger sneaks up on Rich Shurtleib, our morning show host, and squirts him right in the face with a water gun.
Got him.
Yeah. Did I get in trouble for that? Am I the a-hole for that?
No, I would have thrown a bucket on his head. I wish I was there for that.
I think it was more about Nantucket and all the fun that was being
had. It's like the daffodil. There's two things. There's the wine. No, there's like four things.
Yeah.
You get the film festival, the daffodil festival. What am I leaving out here, Felger? The wine festival.
The daffodil
festival.
All
sorts of crap.
The act book. I mean,
they find seafood, maybe?
To go every damn weekend.
Oyster Fest. Well, that's not such a bad thing. The daffodil fest. It sounds lovely. Well, what's our last
get
one?
Get dressed up. You wear your little hats. It's like Easter all over again.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm having these problems with the telephone here. Hold on. Kuma quit or Kuma quit or something like that. Can you guys hear me now? Somebody just hit my house and I'm hiding in the toilet.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports
Our guy Ken Jones told you I wanted him to call. He calls every Friday. He did not call this Friday. He called earlier this week.
Oh, do you think is that like
sneaky
a
there good was, caller.
There was no Beetle? Is that why? Do you think?
No. Ken, I think he's got it in him for once a week.
I don't think he's
not a multiple week, no multiple caller.
Empty out all the material.
Let it fall. Let it go.
Workshop it on the weekends. Yep. Bring back your call the next week. He's one of those.
Yep.
That sounds like a guy we could use on the night. That sounds like a night show caller.
Great nighttime caller. Mm.
What's his name? Ken?
Ken. Ken and Lowell.
Ken and Lowell is welcome on the night show anytime, I would say. So as I understand it, Felger and Maz are going to be doing a little farewell to the studio throughout the course of the show.
Sweet.
You got any final farewell here, Zo? Last day in the studio? Any final thoughts before you depart for the last time?
We've got multiple emails on the departure of all the shows and how to accumulate all of your belongings and make sure you not only do it once, twice, triple check it, make sure you have everything, check your lockers. And I realize the only thing that I've done in 9 years here is push the on button and the off button. I don't have one possession in this building.
You don't have a locker?
And I've been accused of taking people's
things. Wait, do you have a locker here?
We have a show locker. I don't have an individual locker. Maz has two lockers that is completely filled with food.
Well, yeah, Maz is right
Maz
by me.
Maz doesn't even live in Sudbury.
Maz's locker is crazy.
He's
Maz
got
is
blenders.
Right,
he's
right
got
next
mixers.
Door to me. It's like
it's a freak show.
It is.
It's like if the bomb went off or something. Maz would be good here for 2 weeks.
Yeah, Maz could survive here.
He's
that's
a doomsday
true.
Guy. He's one of those doomsdayers.
He would live the longest in this studio. That is true. I guess I got to clean out my locker. You don't even have one, so
I don't even have one. So I'm just gonna get up, let that door hit me in the ass, say goodbye, go shake Mark Mingles' hand, and thank him for everything. Top five employee in the building, Mark Mingles.
All right, sounds good. Yep. We got Felger Maserati.
Jones, good job today. Silver,
you
thank you. Yep.
Thank you.
What a nice little show on a Friday. Enjoy your getaway there, Zoe.
Yes, sir.
We'll talk to you in the new building on Monday. Stay tuned for Felger and Maz at the top of the hour. You can give them a call, 617-779-0985, right after the headlines.